from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, we spent a ton of time this morning talking about the Jahan Dotson trade, our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We talked a little college football with John Feinstein. We're going to talk to the head coach of Virginia Tech, Coach Brent Pry, coming up at 9:20. For right now, we open up EB's entertainment page.
All right, guys, EP, driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. It's 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. Absolutely love it. Had the X3, also another great vehicle. The X7, that's an elite vehicle. Got to be big silly to get that one. Highly recommend it. They've got everything you want. All right, it's crazy. There's so much going on. We don't. This is a weird. I mean, how rich do you have to be? Jeff Bezos. Bezos
interested in buying the Celtics, apparently, right?
Well, that is definitely a story.
I've heard wrong on that one.
No, I think it's rumored.
Yeah,
I don't know that Bill Simmons threw it out there. Yeah, I don't know that it's been confirmed. But apparently, Jason, imagine having this much money. That he's now bought his fourth private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why on earth he needs four jets? I mean, you do you. I don't care. But, I mean, he's just literally just blowing money. He needs a fourth private jet.
He could rent them out.
Maybe he
a lot
is.
Of rich
Maybe
guys
he's
do
using
that.
It. Maybe he's using it for business.
Yep.
$80 million, and it flies near the speed of sound.
Oh, that's silly.
Can you imagine?
What is it?
It's a maximum Gulf? Range of 7,500 nautical miles. It's a Gulfstream G700.
Mm.
It can reach top speeds. This means nothing to me. Of Mach 0.925.
What's that?
92.5% the speed of sound. Around. So this is how fast it goes. 710 miles per hour.
How fast did Concords go back in the day?
Oh, they
I mean,
moved.
I'm definitely intrigued by that. Like, you hate long trips on a plane. Imagine if you can get to a destination half the time.
All right, here's a question.
I'll fly to L.A. to visit Kelsey 5 hours. I get there 2.5 hours. Why wouldn't I do that?
I don't know how fast the Concorde was, but a jumbo jet, or if you're on United and you go. Over the Atlantic Ocean to Europe.
Yeah.
They're probably getting to like 36 to 38,000 feet, and they're probably going, I'm guessing, 500 miles per hour, somewhere
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that Gulfstream,
yeah,
that's going much higher than 38,000, and it's going much faster.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's going 200 miles per hour faster.
So you get to L.A. from here, or to Pebble, let's say, if you were using that one in an probably about 3 hours.
In that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My math is...
No, you're right. It's about 5.5 hours to L.A.
So the Concorde was a little more than 1,300 miles.
What? What do you mean?
That's the Concorde.
That's how far it could go?
No, how fast it went. 1,300 miles per hour.
So it broke the speed of sound?
So it was going double?
So it was making a sound burst or whatever every time it would take off or whatever, or when it would reach its top speed?
Yeah, it could get from London to New York in 2 hours and 52 minutes.
What's the normal time?
It was Mach 2.04.
What's the normal time?
London to New York?
6 hours.
It's probably, it might be 7.
Uh-huh. Man, that's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, JP, I know that
you... Well, I do remember this. Two Pebble trips ago, my buddy Carl rented a private. And it was so smooth and so comfortable and got there quick. And you've got, you know, one flight attendant, but, you know, then you got whatever you want, drinks, food, it's all there. That's just, I mean, that's the way to fly.
Of course.
And I was obviously... you know, I was very, very happy with that trip.
You're very lucky.
I was very lucky to know Carl and that Carl could do that. And then when I had to fly commercial again, I hated it.
You felt like a pauper. Yep.
Even though you were in first class.
Sorry?
Even though you were in first class.
Even when you're in first class.
I'm confident saying I'll probably go my entire life never going on a private jet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever been in first class. The only way, I'm not going to rule that one out, is every once in a while they have empty seats or they might just move you, like you'll get hooked. I'll never buy first class tickets.
Yeah, I'm never paying for it. Yeah.
I found this out this week. It's just related to Jeff Bezos, which I found somewhat fascinating. And maybe it's part of his success. You know, in his meetings, something that's unique about a Jeff Bezos meeting?
Oh yes, that they read the notes together, and then they, because he doesn't just, because he assumes they're not going to read, so they sit down in a conference room and they all in a meeting they all read.
He doesn't allow bullet points.
Yes,
so most people have bullet point presentations and might give you something with bullet points. He does it narrative style.
Mm.
Well, the part I said is also true.
Yeah,
yeah. So he says, if I give you a report, and it's a 200-page report, I'm going to assume most of you guys are lazy. You know, just
No
one's going to read the whole thing.
Skim it.
So we're all going to sit down in here, and for an hour, we're going to read, and then we'll discuss.
Well, just like I did what he doesn't want. I just Googled it to remind myself, and it says, Bezos doesn't use PowerPoint or bullet point lists because writing a narrative forces you to explicitly state all your assumptions and complete your thoughts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, dude. I mean, it works for him, obviously. you know, can't he even relate to
PowerPoint.
These guys. But just getting back to the, you know, we talked about it many, many times, about how we'd like to have a jetpack and all that stuff. We're getting closer and closer to that, as we've talked about many mm-hmm. times before. There's a bunch of daredevils, a bunch of entrepreneurs that are building these personal aircraft that are essentially drones. They're just little larger drones, right? With the four or five little helicopter thing, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Little fans or whatever. And they're standing on them and they're flying around. I mean, one guy admit they did a video and the guy admitted, yeah, it's hard to avoid the power lines. Like, would you? I mean,
I would never do that.
I don't think I could ever do that.
No way.
I mean, I'd play around with one on a football field, but. You're right. You're probably going to decapitate yourself.
Yeah, you're going to fly into something, and you're going to fall. Like,
you better have some supreme confidence in the way you, I guess you would say, fly it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think that...
So you wouldn't do that, actually.
I mean, not until it was safe and tested out.
Let's say it was all safety and it all worked, and it had double, triple backups, and you're not going to fall out of the sky. But you still have to pay attention and not fly into a tree or to a power line or to a building.
I guess if I felt it was safe, sure.
You think you could navigate?
He would do it, but I would never do it.
Because
I wouldn't trust the technology and I wouldn't trust myself. And I wouldn't trust other people.
But I do think we're getting closer to Jetsons. You know, like the Jetsons.
Well, that's what it is.
But the problem is the landmines out there. It's not just power lines. Like, I don't know how high you would fly up on those things, but imagine, like, you go to Baltimore, you go through a tunnel, and there's like a million things out there.
Well, you don't need a tunnel.
I guess you go way over the tunnel.
You don't need a tunnel.
I don't know what the gas situation.
Yeah, but you know how freaked out you would be if you're up 50 feet on that
right.
thing?
I would be terrified.
Yeah, you'd be freaked out.
I couldn't.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
You ever seen those things usually at beaches? I'm sure they might have it in the Bahamas, Atlantis. Those things where basically people go on a jetpack, but there's a tube and it's over water.
Yeah.
I think it sprays water.
Yeah.
Those things look fun.
I just like jet skis.
All right, we're
being on the water, not above the water.
Seinfeld did a bit joning on jet skis the other night.
Why?
Well, he just said it's a piece of technology that's built not to go anywhere. You end up where you start.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
I don't know. He just says he hates people who woo. He just did a whole thing.
It's fun.
It was good.
Seinfeld, I rented good. Jet skis with my son and my daughter, and we drove around on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, after about 15 minutes, I was
after
over
50
it.
Minutes. Yeah, I mean, a half hour is good.
I don't have a burning desire, honestly. I don't think I need to ever do it again. It was
I like it. I did it with my daughters in the Bahamas. It was fun.
They're fun. You're not into. I mean,
what am I supposed
jet
to do?
Skis
I didn't know what I'm supposed to do.
Jet skis is almost like a roller coaster or something. Just people like the speed.
You
like
just go fast. Yeah, you go as fast as you can.
Bouncing around,
and you get airborne.
Yeah, I don't get sized to be airborne. I don't get sized to lose control. Maybe that's why I don't like it. I mean, it was fine.
And
but
back
I was
in the
like,
day
I
when
was
you
bored.
Had your Corvette,
I had to kill the
and maybe
30
for
minutes.
Lucky, you
the day
see some
when
fish.
You had your Corvette, though, wasn't part of it to kind of go fast and feel the speed. So a jet ski, even though it's a lower speed because it's on water and it's outside, it feels faster.
Yeah, but I feel like I have more control of a car, maybe, than I do a boat.
I just think it's the same kind of thrill.
Well, I like the 0 to 60. I like the acceleration. I get off. I like that. That's why that is the attraction of the electric cars and how quick they are. All right, so
that's not just the attraction. The attraction is you have to get gas all the time.
Yeah, but you got to pay for electricity. It's kind of shocking. Like I don't
depends.
Think
there's a lot of people. I got a buddy, and Cakes does it. He just fuels up at work every day.
Right.
Got a buddy does the same
Cakes
thing.
Cakes also has to go down there at 8 a.m. every day.
Well, that's because some guy
because
yeah,
everyone's
him.
Battling for it and they don't have enough things. So we have a YouTube channel, right, for the station.
106.7 The Fan.
Right. Want everybody
Mike Maher's doing a great
make
job.
Sure you do that. Make sure you are subscribing to the podcast, subscribing to the stream, right, and to the YouTube channel. How many subscribers do we have to the YouTube channel there?
27,600.
That seems like a pretty good number, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good number for something that we were newly promoting.
Yeah, and steady climbing, especially with football season. Got good expectations for this.
And then is the company happy with you and what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually had a meeting with them last week, and they said, I'm doing a great job. So.
Right. Imagine if Cristiano Ronaldo just launched his YouTube channel. In 2 days, he's got 30 million subscribers.
Yeah, we don't hold a candle to that.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately.
30 million.
I guess we need to show more abs.
30 million subscribers in 2 days.
We need to add some abs and score goals.
By the way, what happened? Has anything happened with my guy, iShow Speed, since he jumped over to two cars like in the last couple weeks?
Well, a lot of people think that's fake.
They still think it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, people have shown how you can easily edit that video and make it look fake.
Really?
Yeah, Speed's everywhere. I mean, he was at the Fanatics thing. He was with Ronaldo the other day.
I follow the guy. I don't know. He's not showing up on my feed, though. Maybe I need
I
to say, iShow Speed, iShow Speed. Maybe he'll start showing up.
Yeah, he was in an MMA octagon with Aiden Ross, another popular streamer, in front of Dana White, and choked out Aiden Ross, made him tap out.
So you're saying he still could have faked that even though it was a live stream?
I think that was the
whole point. That was the way of debunking it, by doing it on his live.
I don't know. I'm willing to bet that with all the advancements, he's not jumping over a Lamborghini driving at 40 miles an hour, whatever it was, two times in a minute. He's not risking his life for that. But I don't know. Maybe I've been wrong
there
before.
There are daredevils.
Yeah.
I mean, people do dumb ass all the time. People climb without ropes. People scale buildings. People jump off stuff. People climb to the top of a cliff to take a picture, donk themselves off. People are stupid.
Just think. So iShow Speed is one of the most famous influencers, whatever you want to call it, creators in the world.
Yeah.
He's got now less followers on YouTube than Ronaldo, who's been on for 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, the power of soccer internationally is
30
insane.
Million.
Yeah. It's insane. 2 days.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's insane. So,
but that kid's 19 and mega, mega rich, right?
Ooh, speed. I show speed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And last but not least, that guy from the Olympics with the glasses, the pommel horse guy, mm-hmm. who I guess helped clinch their mm-hmm. bronze. They're all size four. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Is he?
There you go. Why not? Capitalize
Who's the host
on that fame.
Of that show?
I don't know. They fired that one dude, right? And he was bitter.
Tom Bergeron.
Did they fire him? Or
I don't
is he
know.
Still there? I thought they fired him and he was bitter.
I feel like I saw who was the host.
Is it like Mario Lopez or somebody like that?
Well, that's a good call.
Oh, I think it might be Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh,
I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Look it up. Whatever. We obviously don't watch that show. But there you go. The guy with the glasses,
with
if
the
you
pommel,
fell in
Steven
love with him.
Nadarasik.
All right. If you fell in love with him, you can watch him on Dancing with the Stars. He's trying to extend his... He's trying to keep up with the hot Tua girl, who still is getting pub.
Remember, coming up at 9:20, we got the head coach of Virginia Tech football, Brent Pry, here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.